Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
So, you'd like to believe in God, but you wonder, does God care about animals as much as people? Will our pets go to heaven? Well, my friend, I've been asked that question for years, and those are actually two different questions. No, God does not actually care about animals as much as people. Whoa, hey, I just lost the entire PETA audience as if they were listening to this show. Anyway, no, people are made in God's image. People are the ones God adopts as his children if they turn from their sins and accept the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. But God does care about animals. I personally love animals. Will our pets be in heaven? Probably. Now, there's no verse in the Bible saying anything about that one way or the other, but it makes sense if we think about it. God loves you. You love your pets. When they die, you miss your pets. Now you're in heaven. What's important to you is important to God. How hard would it be for him to resurrect a pet dog or a pet cat? Although, I should say, I do wonder about geese. Yes, that's right, geese. Yes, I'm taking you back through time with your old pal, Bob. I got bit a few days ago by one of the Santee Lake's geese. I'm walking down the path, beautiful path. I'm walking along the lake, beautiful lake, minding my own business. It's my morning prayer time, my morning prayer walk. And this critter probably bit me because I wasn't wearing a mask. That's my guess. Didn't hurt me. Bit me on the calf of my leg, and its stupid beak never got through my pants material. My son asked me, jokingly, when he heard about this, if I kicked the goose in retaliation. No, I did not kick the goose. Are you kidding? Are you crazy? For one thing, I would never be that cruel, but also, even if I felt like kicking him, just imagine kicking a bird on public land or kicking any creature at all in California, I'd be arrested. Unless I kicked a police officer in the name of BLM or Antifa or shredding the American Constitution. That they would call democracy in action. My First Amendment freedom. Yes, it's our First Amendment right to get rid of the Constitution, which gives us the First Amendment, right? Of course, the real discussion this month, November, is not geese, but turkey. Yeah, governors all over the country are either canceling Thanksgiving or giving us special rules for Thanksgiving, all out of concern for our health. Of course, they lose sleep at nights about you and your health. It's all because of COVID. COVID-19, yes, more than just a disease. For Democrat politicians, COVID is the gift that keeps on giving. It enables them to go down their wish list. And let's face it, it's not like these clowns ever loved Thanksgiving in the first place. Yes, there has already been much discussion about Thanksgiving over the years, but nothing like this year. And nobody does up the holiday more than King Newsom. Yes, sir, King Newsom, his royal majesty, out of benevolent love for his faithful subjects, he took the time to prepare not a Thanksgiving dinner, but he took the time to prepare rules for a safe Thanksgiving dinner. This is moving me close to tears. I'm going to read you some highlights from their official website, official guidelines. Now, I can't read everything word for word. This is only a one-hour radio show. Here we go, though. Some highlights. All persons planning to host or participate in a private gathering as defined above must comply with the following requirements. Local health jurisdictions may be more restrictive than this guidance. Refer to your local guidance for what is allowed in your area. Number one, attendance. Gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited. This includes everyone present, including hosts and guests. Remember, the smaller the number of people, the safer. Keep the households that you interact with stable over time. By spending time with the same people, you risk transmission. Participating in multiple gatherings with different households or group is strongly discouraged. The host should collect names of all attendees and contact information in case contact tracing is needed later. Let me read that last part again. Did you do a double take? The host should collect names. This is your Thanksgiving dinner. The host should collect names of all attendees and contact information in case contact tracing is needed later. Really? Now, who do we turn the names over to? The Gestapo or the KGB? Number two, gather outdoors. Whoa, nothing wrong with that. Sounds great. Who doesn't love the outdoors? I love the outdoors. Of course, if you live in an apartment and not a big house with a big backyard, where exactly are you going outdoors? What if it rains? What if it snows? What if you live in a dangerous neighborhood and you don't want to go outside? Oh, well, no worries about that. You can always call the police if they haven't been defunded or if they're not ordered to stand down. But other than those few things, don't worry about going outside in a dangerous neighborhood when you want to celebrate Thanksgiving. Number three, don't attend gatherings if you feel sick or you're in a high-risk group. Now, this one is so profound, I think I need to read this one again. Don't attend gatherings if you feel sick or you are in a high-risk group. Gee, really? No fooling. None of us would ever have thought of that one. Who gets paid to write this stuff? Number four, practice physical distancing and hand hygiene at gatherings. Number five, wear a face covering to keep COVID-19 from spreading. Now, they're also saying in California, and this is aside from Thanksgiving, whenever you eat in public, even at a restaurant, you put your mask on and off in between bites. You just can't make this stuff up. Number six, keep it short. Short? That ship sailed a long time ago. Short? Keep what short? We could have had the whole dinner in the time it takes to read these instructions. It says gatherings should be 2 hours or less. The longer the duration, the longer the risk of transmission increases. And they strongly, strongly, emphatically discourage singing, chanting, shouting at these outdoor gatherings. Also, unlike other Thanksgiving dinners, no sitting around the table. No passing the cranberry sauce or the gravy. Food is pre-distributed on separate plates. Sheesh! Anything else? Anything else? No instructions on how to slice the turkey? Of course, Governor Newsom attended a dinner himself just recently. He got caught. He gave a half apology, explained that it was an outdoor gathering. It was not. We'll go back to that. It was not. But at the time he got caught, because he didn't know anybody had taken a photo of it, he thought word just leaked out, said it was an outdoor gathering, there was social distancing, and yeah, even though there were technically more than the amount of people he commanded us to have, well, he said he felt he was still operating within the spirit of his guidelines. Oh, you didn't explain it like that, Governor. Oh, I get it. The spirit of the guidelines. Here's another way to get into the spirit of the guidelines. Supposing the next time somebody insists that you put a mask on, you just tell them that you have already put a mask on in spirit. You see, I feel in my heart that I'm already wearing a mask. I'm in the spirit of the mask. Of course, it turns out that Newsom's explanation still falls a little bit short, just a little bit, just a few minor details. They weren't gathered outside. They were gathered inside in an expensive restaurant around a table without masks, without social distancing, shoulder to shoulder. Now, let's be fair. Who can blame them? Who can blame the guy? Nobody likes those rules. Can you blame the governor himself if even he can't live by them? Yeah, maybe we should cut the poor guy some slack. It's not easy being a king. And sometimes even a king has trouble with rules. Even the rules he creates himself. Maybe these are rules too gruesome, even for Newsom. Are you catching on, folks? You catching on? They don't plan to ever let life go back to normal. You're in one color, you go up, they go back to another color, up again, restaurants open, they close. Never, ever do they plan to let things go back to normal. I told you this back in March. I told you again on the air when they talked about the 15-day shutdown just to flatten the curve, only to flatten the curve. Then it became, well, yeah, we flattened the curve, but we got to keep these guidelines until we get a vaccine. Well, now, thanks to President Trump, we got that vaccine faster than expected. Doesn't matter. Fauci is saying that even with the vaccine, we should still follow social distancing. Governors like Newsom and Cuomo say they need to authorize their own testing of the vaccine before we can open up. I also told you long ago that when the opening up happened, it would never be a real opening up, which it never has been. Not in the state of California, not in most states. All they were ever planning on doing was going four steps forward and then one step backward to delude us into thinking they were giving us our freedom back, freedom that was never theirs to take in the first place, to delude us into thinking that opening up meant 25% capacity, which is putting theaters and restaurants out of business, 6 feet apart, and of course those wonderful, incredible masks. You can't go to a movie theater anymore. You can't go out for a cup of coffee anymore. You can't send your kids to school. Back in April, we weren't even allowed to take a walk on the beach. We weren't even allowed to take a walk in the park without getting arrested. Now, in many places, you still can't walk in the park or walk around the zoo or walk around the beach without a mask. As if that isn't enough, they're telling us now to cancel Thanksgiving. And they're going to go on and tell us to cancel Christmas. They're talking about Christmas, too. Or at least they're going to give us so many rules that we hate every minute of the celebration. They have sucked all the joy out of life, not to mention how many people have just plain died of other illnesses as a result of the shutdown, as a result of hospitals prioritizing COVID. How much longer are people going to put up with this? Let me give you a clue. It will end only when enough people say no. It will end only when enough people say they've had enough. And how will that happen? How likely is it for that to happen? Well, let's be honest, most people don't speak up. Most people don't like to speak up. Most people are intimidated. Most people just go along like sheep. Don't be a sheep. Instead, right now, at this very moment, do something sheep don't know how to do. Remember. Stop and think and trust your own feelings and trust your own thoughts and pay attention to your own memory. Your entire life is still stored there. Try to really remember what life was like before March of 2020. It seems like 10 years ago. It was approximately 1 year ago. Try to remember what life was like before the thought police arrived. Try to remember when life was normal, really normal, not this pathetic new normal that they keep trying to float. Let's take a few minutes to remember right now and to reflect on life as we loved it in years gone by.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.